Now, if you live near any lakes, any ponds, or any streams, then this podcast episode will give you something that you really need to be aware of if you walk your dog in any areas like that. And the reason for this is that these are ideal conditions for blue-green algae to form. So blue-green algae forms in the summer months, kind of mid to late summer, when water levels drop and when the water temperatures rise. And in this episode, I'm going to let you know how to recognize blue-green algae in the first place, why it's so dangerous, what the signs and symptoms of poisoning are, and what the treatment and the best way to go about preventing this poisoning in your dog is. But before we get into that, I'm Dr. Alex from Our Pets Health, and you're listening to the Our Pets Health podcast, where I release two episodes every week, all about helping you and your pet to live a healthier, happier life. So if you're new, if you've not listened before, then make sure you subscribe so that you don't miss out to future episodes. And if you have listened to a few, I'd really appreciate it if you take a couple of minutes just to head over to iTunes to leave a review of this podcast. It just helps so much when it comes to other people finding this podcast to know that the information that they're receiving is good and it's worth their time. So now that that's out the way, let's get into the audio.
Dog blue-green algae poisoning is a serious and potentially deadly risk in the summer months when there is little rain and warm temperatures allow algal blooms to form in lakes, ponds, and slow-flowing rivers. If your dog enjoys swimming or if you walk your dog near any water, then you really need to know about the risk of blue-green algae to your dog. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex from ourpetshealth.com, and this is just one of the hot weather summer risks that I discuss in my free hot weather dog care ebook that I'll link in the description down below. So, blue-green algae are actually a group of bacteria known as cyanobacteria that are found in freshwater rivers, streams, and ponds, as well as brackish or slightly salty water. Now, while they are normally present, they are only really found in very low numbers and so don't normally pose any kind of danger. They are also microscopic and invisible in normal conditions. When weather conditions and water conditions are right, however, when water levels drop, water flow slows, and temperatures rise, the conditions are ripe for an explosion in growth, and this results in algal blooms where the blue-green algae numbers increase dramatically. And this can be seen in two ways. The algae may clump together and float, forming bluey, greeny, browny kind of flakes or mats. Rather than solid mats though, the water may take on a discoloured kind of pea soup appearance or have a blue-green brown foamy scum form on the surface. These mats or foam, they're most commonly developed in still water, so lakes and ponds, but rivers can definitely be affected if the water is slow flowing or if there are backwaters and other pockets of still water present. And in fact, several of the rivers near me, they develop blue-green algae most years towards the kind of the mid to end summertime. Now, not every waterway will be affected. These blue-green algal blooms are also more likely to be found in nutrient-rich water, such as that where there is water runoff from farmland. Now, even when there is an algal bloom, not all cyanobacteria produce toxins, but if you see these blooms in the water, there's simply no way that you can distinguish safe from dangerous forms by sight alone. If you see any sign that blue-green algae is present, then you must assume that it is a dangerous type. This is because other cyanobacteria produce deadly toxins. Some poisonous blue-green algae produce neurotoxins that affect the body's nervous system. Others produce a toxin that destroys the liver. To make matters worse, only a really small amount of water containing the toxin needs to be drunk. A couple of mouthfuls may be all that is needed to result in a fatal poisoning. So now you know what blue-green algae looks like and why it can be deadly. Just what then are the signs and symptoms of blue-green algae poisoning in dogs? Well, the poisons may only take 15 to 30 minutes to start working and causing your dog to start experiencing sign of poisoning. And this means that you may actually notice your dog becoming unwell while you're still on your walk or shortly after getting back home. If the cyanobacteria are producing neurotoxins, then these attack the body's nerves. And signs of poisoning with a neurotoxin can include excessive salivation, muscle tremors and twitching, rigidity with the legs becoming really stiff, seizures and fitting, paralysis, difficulty breathing as the chest muscles and diaphragm then just stop working, and blue-tinged gums. Death may only take minutes to hours. This poison works very quickly and is absolutely deadly. If, on the other hand, cyanobacteria are producing hepatotoxins, then these attack the liver. Signs of poisoning with a liver toxin are vomiting, diarrhea, bloody or black stools, pale or yellow gums, weakness, seizures, and these signs are likely to take longer to show, and death is more drawn out, taking about a couple of days or so. So how then can blue-green algae poisoning in dogs be treated? Well, unfortunately, there is no antidote once poisoning has occurred. Treatment immediately after exposure is vital, but even then the prognosis is poor if a fatal amount of the poison has been consumed. Your vet may make your dog sick to just try and remove any toxin that's still present in the stomach, although this won't be done if your dog is showing any signs of nervous problems, of poisoning, just because of the risk of aspirating or inhaling the vomit. And supportive treatment will then be given to try and limit the damage and the effect of any toxin. For those dogs that don't die, the likelihood of a complete recovery is actually very good, but given the fact that only such a small amount of poison is needed to be fatal, even with immediate treatment, death is very likely. Now, because of this, and as with most things, prevention is always the best course of action. So remember what blue-green algae looks like and avoid letting your dog into any water that looks even remotely suspicious. Be aware of the local risk. Certain waterways are more likely to be a poison risk than others, and they may kind of be a poison risk every year. Local councils and environmental agencies, they're very likely to monitor and sample local water conditions and publish somewhere online or newspapers where blue-green algae is present. Your vet may also know which areas to avoid. If in doubt though, during hot weather and low rainfall, just do not let your dog in any water, especially lakes, ponds and small, slow-flowing rivers. Also be aware that blue-green algae is toxic to humans and other animals, and you should definitely not swim or even paddle in suspect water. Okay, so I hope that information helps keep your dog safe and removes the risk of them ever suffering from blue-green algae poisoning. Make sure you get your free copy of my ebook, and I'll leave the link down in the description, just to make sure that you keep your dog safe from heat stroke and other hot weather dog dangers. And until next time, I'm Dr. Alex from Our Pets Health, because they're family.
So I hope that this episode gave you some information that you weren't aware of before, or just reminded you or highlighted the real danger that blue-green algae can cause to your dog should they go swimming. It's also worth mentioning again that it is poisonous to us, and it can cause a rash if we're wading in the water or anything like that. So, you know, make sure you steer clear of it as well. Now, while we're on the topic of hot weather dog care, I'd just like to remind you, or to let you know if you've not heard before, that I've got a free ebook, and I'll leave the description in the a link for that in the show notes. And it's a free ebook of hot weather summer dog care. So it lets you know a few different things that you should avoid, a little bit like blue-green algae. It lets you know how to avoid heat stroke, when the risk periods might be, and some other dangers as well that you might not have thought of, as well as how to keep your dog cool and how to cool your dog down quickly, both of which are really important in the hot summer months. So yeah, make sure you check out that link down in the show notes and get your free copy of that ebook. And until next time, I'm Dr. Alex from Our Pets Health. You take care.